You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. The first thing to get out of the way with Twilight Archive is they have nothing to do with the vampire book series or films. Twilight Archive preceded the vampires by a few years.
I know. I don't know if we get many hits on the Twilight Archive website or not from that, but we still love the name, and it's just one of those fortunate or unfortunate incidences that we have to deal with.
But Twilight Archive's Chris Mancinelli admits their music does have a lot of darkness to it, especially on their latest album, Mood Chain. If the music doesn't tell you, the titles do. Blackout Savvy, Midnight Memento, Unfamiliar Shadows.
Kind of, you know, as a cliche that we like to use, a portal to the moment between darkness and light. Kind of haunting, spellbinding music, you know, pretty much minor key, dark side, evocative, you know, with a firm eye on the past, but creating future modern sounds.
Mancinelli's description covers the Twilight part of it, but what about the Archive? Tom Vedvik explains.
Well, the funny thing is that at the time, I was doing archiving work for Warner Brothers. We were transposing the old analog masters to digital. So I worked a lot with archives. And, you know, it's a place where you keep music, where you can go to get stuff. Who knows what you can find in the archives?
Mancinelli is just shy of 60. Vedvik is just on the other side. Their backgrounds couldn't be more different. Chris Mancinelli comes from a classical family.
I had a classical upbringing with my family, all classical musicians.
But rock and roll called him away.
I started out just being a rock drummer. I mean, I learned the drums on the New York Dolls, Iggy Pop, Raw Power. I just wanted to rock out. But then I saw the light, shall I say, to expand on the instrument. So I went to Boston and went to Berkeley. So I do have a big jazz influence and, you know, 4 years of a highly impressionable life in that situation where I played fusion at the time.
He came out of Los Angeles and worked as a jazz drummer, recording with avant-garde musicians on the scene like Vinnie Golia and Nels and Alex Klein. He also worked extensively with world music artist Osamu Kitajima. Tom Vedvik grew up on jazz as well, playing bass, but in Norway, it was a different kind of jazz.
I grew up in Oslo, and Jan Garbarek was performing regularly, Terje Rypdal performing regularly, Arild Andersen. So I was really exposed to great, spacious ECM jazz at a very early age, and I never had the chops to play jazz myself, but I always listened to it. And so, you know, now with technology, I'm able to stretch.
In fact, Vedvik put the bass down and got involved with computers and synthesizers. He had a pop group called Borneo Express with Mancinelli, and he was profiled on Echoes back in 1997 for his electronica album, Slow Diver, and again a couple of years later for his work with cellist Martin Tillman. When the two musicians conceived Twilight, their initial concept was more of an electronica world fusion.
I used to use a lot of samples, and it was very liberating to, you know, all of a sudden be able to draw from, you know, instruments from around the world, voices from around the world. And then it became overused, I felt, at some point, or I didn't find it so fascinating. And I personally got more out of, you know, shaping sounds from, you know, from synthesizer or organic sources, and then putting them together in a way that they became mysterious in themselves.
For their third album, Mood Chain, Twilight Archive explores a more jazz-oriented direction.
I'd say cool jazz. I'd say the Miles Davis face, kind of blue. Reserved, sophisticated, simple, distinctive sound.
The sound of Mood Chain is like taking Miles Davis, channeling it through John Hassell, and adding some dark electronica grooves. They helped out on most of the tracks by John Fumo. He's a veteran trumpeter who's as likely to play free jazz as pop.
I love it. I'm currently touring with Neil Diamond.
He met Mancinelli playing avant-garde jazz in the 1980s.
Oh boy, I met Chris Mancinelli back in 1985. He was with that band Block, Nels Klein and Stuart Liebig. And so I used the Block rhythm section for my tunes. And Chris was the drummer.
There's a lot of drums on Mood Chain, but Mancinelli isn't sitting behind a kit.
Nope. Cyber drums, John.
Cyber drums. So are you programming them?
Yeah, I'm programming. I basically do all the playing of the drums on the keyboard.
He's got very nimble fingers.
It's not just samples and stuff, John, or just having the machines do it. I'm definitely playing, but it's cyberland.
John Fumo.
Chris is a groove master, so... And then Tom does all those incredible sounds and puts all that stuff together. It's just sonically a beautiful thing, you know? And it's really fun to blow over, you know.
Between John Fumo's late-night trumpet, Chris Mancinelli's dark grooves, and Tom Vedvik's smoke halo textures, Twilight Archive creates an ambient jazz noir.
I am a proponent for, you know, promoting the dark side of Southern California, for sure. As I said, underbelly, that film noir tinge, which I also think influences me in particularly, and bringing that out and having that evoked in the music.
If you're listening to Twilight Archive, be sure to keep one eye behind you and one foot in the groove. Their latest album is Mood Chain. You can also hear John Fumo performing with his electronica band Fumo Sonic with his wife, singer Kelly Fumo. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.